Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Conscious Cool Chic Radio. My name is Molly McCord and I'm delighted you are here today. ConsciousCoolChic.com is a convergent zone of wisdom for anyone interested in expanding their consciousness. I am a consciousness catalyst playing the roles of astrologer, author, intuitive, messenger, and teacher. With insights from spiritual guidance, I share with you consciousness-raising information that benefits and inspires our journeys as human beings. Essentially, that means I take spiritual information and make it practical, understandable, and fun to incorporate in the real world. The first half of the show covers topics related to consciousness and spirituality, and the second half of the show is focused on astrology. We will look at the main astrological energies happening right now, and I invite you to grab your astrological chart to see which areas of your life are being highlighted at this time. And as always, free ebooks, workshops, and inspiring information can be found on the website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. Thanks for being here. Let's get started with today's show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. I am your host, Molly McCord. Welcome, and thank you for being here. I am excited to talk to you today about the topic of conscious happiness. I'm actually feeling quite happy about this topic. It has a very high vibrational energy, and I hope that you feel that in your energy as we move through this topic. I hope just talking about it and focusing on this subject lifts you up. Because when we focus on something, when we intentionally direct our thoughts, we are creating that energy very powerfully in our lives. So we're going to dive into this topic, and I want to invite you to allow any worries or anything on your mind to just drift away for a little bit. If you can just release anything that's been on your mind all day, anything that's been spinning or moving around, if you can just allow it to flow away. And one of the visuals I like to do for that when I'm stressed or when I'm feeling overwhelmed is I imagine those beautiful Chinese lanterns. Do you know the ones I'm talking about? They're huge. They have a candle in the middle, and you usually see them in groups floating up into the sky. I imagine that that is my thought, worry, whatever, floating away from me. It's a visual I use. I use a few visuals, but that's one of them because I love that image of something just lifting away, you know, just leaving your energy field and no longer being a burden or a worry or a concern. So I invite you to do that, just to put any concern, anything on your mind into a beautiful Chinese lantern and imagine it just floating away out of your energy field because this is about focusing on your happiness. I have a few quick announcements, as always, just to give you some updates. I did a special bonus show a few days ago about astrology. It was all about Pluto transits. And this is a big topic. It's a huge topic. But I offered you some brief insights to help you understand Pluto transits, especially if you've had significant ones in your life. I happen to know Pluto very well in my world, so this is a passion of mine. If you have an interest in it, check out that show. It was live on February 17th. Another update for you is that I am now offering monthly guidance downloads. These are downloads that, navigate you through the month's energies. And so it includes astrology, it includes the energetics of the month, but it also includes guided meditations, a daily exercise, practical information about what to focus on for your body. The March and April downloads are available now. And they're designed to be referenced throughout the month. And especially the daily exercise, really easy, just something you can do anywhere you are. So those are one more thing I offer to you as a way to feel really good in your energy and to always feel in control of yourself, regardless of the dynamic changes in our lives. If you're new to this program, welcome and thank you for listening. You can find out more about my offerings on my website, consciouscoolchic.com. And if you join the email list, you get 3 free meditations, which you can download onto any of your devices and take with you, listen to them when necessary. It seems like we always have earbuds on these days, or at least I do. So I love being able to give you some more resources to carry in your phone, on your tablet, whatever you use to listen to music and meditations. I do want to give a quick shout out to a new program that I am exploring right now. It's by a wonderful website called Seminars, and they have just released a program called Timeless You, and it is from Deepak Chopra, and it's a wonderful experience. It's not even a program, it's an experience. It's interactive, it's videos, it's music, it's polls, it's blog posts, it's all kinds of really quality information. The website is Siminars. It's like seminars, only it's Seminars. And they are doing something new that I think is really effective. And so if you're interested, click on over and check out Seminars.com. They have some free courses available and some really good information that they're sharing. I've been asked to review this new course called Timeless You by Deepak Chopra, and I love it. I love it. So I'm going to share more about that when I've completed the course, but I just wanted to give you a heads up. I like to bring you new stuff, the newest, coolest stuff. So let's take a look at this topic today, conscious happiness. I think it's important to have realistic understandings about what it means to be happy. Because we live in a world of polarity, I don't think it is realistic to believe that you will always be happy 100% of the time, or that every day is going to be a glorious, wonderful experience. I don't think that's realistic. And so we have to be mindful of how we're setting ourselves up for happiness. If you're not happy one day or for a week, or you're going through a tough time in life, that's okay. But at the same time, where and how can you bring yourself back to a place of happiness, that place of inner joy, that place of feeling good about you and your energy and what you can offer to the world? Happiness is part of our innate energy. It's part of who we are. It's joy. It's smiling. It's laughter. It's being able to enjoy the simple things in life, as well as the grand moments and big life events. Happiness is that part of you that's always present. It's always in your energy field. It's always available. Other things come to your attention, such as, you know, a situation at work becomes front and center, or an issue with a family member is taking up most of your energy. You know, of course, we all have those times in our lives, but your happiness energy is also present during these situations, and it's connected to your ability to consciously rise above a situation, to observe, to be a natural observer of what is transpiring, to understand that you are a human being in progress. There is no end. There is no final finish line. We keep going, right? We keep moving forward. And so when you can have that detached perspective, you start to open up to more of this joyful energy that resides in you, because you can see, okay, I'm learning something in this scenario, or I'm receiving some very powerful messages from my emotions, or I'm learning a lot in this dynamic with this person right now. You can detach from a situation intentionally and enter into that energetic state of happiness. Now, I've shared before on this program that there are times when we really have to be in something. We have to be in the emotional energy or in the experience. And so I believe that that is essential to your authenticity. Again, we can't expect ourselves to be happy all the time or to always find the happiness. In fact, I've found that that has done some damage, where they think, I will just all of a sudden be happy even though I'm in a miserable, my emotions are really big right now and I'm feeling it. What we're understanding is that it's okay to have the emotions and the feelings. And we know we'll move through it and get to the other side. And when we do that, we are consciously directing our energy, and we're consciously directing it towards happiness, towards joy. So for example, let's take a work example, because I know that for many of you that work, your professional life is where you interact with multiple energies, multiple people. And so say you have that person in your office who seems to dampen your happiness every day. You know, they grumble, they're a complainer, they find everything wrong, they're just, you know, in a very different energetic place than you are. And so you come to the office and you're ready to get some work done or be productive, and no matter what you do, they rain on your parade, or they make a dig, or they're critical or judgmental, what have you. When you're with this type of person, when you're around this energy, how you respond to it demonstrates your intentional power, demonstrates your consciousness. Because that person, I'll be honest with you, they're allowed to be critical. They're allowed to be judgmental. They can be as negative as they want, right? It's a free world. We all have free will. They can do anything they want with their energy. Typically, they are demonstrating their unconscious energy, and they're in a circle of energy that they haven't grown out of. You know, there could be many, many, many reasons for this. But let's get back to you. Ability to observe that person and their choices with detachment is going to allow you to amplify your happiness, your power, and your joy. So when they make a remark or a dig, or they say something that you don't appreciate or you don't resonate with, how do you want to intentionally interact from that place? And I'm going to make the assumption that you have to, because they're a coworker, or their desk is right next to yours, or you have a meeting with them. They're a supervisor, or they're a colleague, whatever. I'm going to make the assumption that you have to interact with them. Well, this is where you take a few moments to yourself before you go to work, or any time really, and just say, how do I want to consciously choose to interact with this person so that they do not dampen my joy? And so maybe you figure out some type of peaceful sentence, or you find a way to say, you know, I actually think of it differently than that, but thanks for sharing your opinion, or I'll think about that, I'll consider that, thanks for your feedback, or, you know, I know you have a lot of expertise, and I honor that, so thank you for sharing, and I'll take that into consideration. You know, how do you respond in a way that is professional and that allows you to remain in your own energy? Because this scenario is actually a representation of how you interact with the same energy in other areas of your life. It's how you interact with your partner or your child or your family members or your barista or whomever you come in contact with, because you're carrying that energy with you. So when you're in a situation that seems to be pushing your buttons the most, this is when you have a powerful opportunity to consciously choose how to respond, how to connect with the strength of your own energy, and how to not allow the external weather to wash away your happiness. And this is the practice. This is a practice. This is something that you intentionally commit to, and that you decide you're going to do. This is an essential component of consciousness, my friends, because what you're doing is you're claiming your energy. You're claiming your words, your response, your everything even more. And when we feel confident in our energy, confident in our choices and thought processes and words, we're just naturally happier, because you're more you. You are your genuine self. You're feeling the joy of yourself, the wisdom of yourself, the intentional choices. And I believe that, again, this takes practice, and it takes a commitment to choosing it for yourself, but the payoffs are huge. You know, I read a while ago, and I'm going to say probably 4 or 5 years ago, a statistic about how many people choose to engage in true change work, meaning how many people really decide to commit to altering their beliefs or really commit to going into their work, their emotional work, their belief systems, their unconscious programming and patterns. And the statistic was very low, because we can read the information, we can know it, we can practice it for a week or practice it for a month, but how long does it really stick? Because chances are, when it gets really hard, it's easy to revert back to the unconscious programming or the unconscious emotions, or go back to what is known and what is comfortable. And so I want to provide that realistic understanding that when you engage in a practice, a new practice, make a commitment to see it through, knowing there will be times when it's challenging. You will come in contact with that person that you cannot detach from, or whose energy just triggers you, or you know, it fires you up on some level. That will happen. And that's okay, because it's allowing you to get stronger. You get stronger and more confident in yourself. And that will give you a new sense of self, of power, of who you are, what you believe, what you think. It reconnects you with your choices, your intentional choices, and all of this makes you happier. And I speak from experience, believe me. I've been through some storms, and I really wanted to give up or go back to what was comfortable, go back to what I knew, because I knew that outcome. I knew that path. But when I stuck with it and I really decided I would be different in this situation with this person, the effects were huge. And I felt better about myself and who I was and what I knew, because I was strong in my energy. I was strong in what was right for me. And that brings about a happiness level that can't be measured. It can't be seen. It just, it's like it embeds in your energy field. You're adding more light to yourself. And, you know, there are practical ways that you can practice happiness, that you can raise your vibration, raise your frequency, all of that. It's a huge topic because so many people want to increase their happiness and want to be in that place more regularly. Meditation is a wonderful tool for that because it releases your mind's energy, the ego mind's energies. Similar to what I described at the beginning of the show, where you imagine the Chinese lanterns just floating away, and they just take your stress and your concerns out of your energy field. It moves away from you. And if it's necessary, you know, what happens typically is you'll get a solution, or you'll get a higher understanding about something. And isn't it exciting how normal meditation is becoming? Reminds me of yoga about 10 or 15 years ago, when yoga was growing in participants and there were more yoga centers cropping up all around and it was trendy. And then it grew into a practice for people. And you think about it and, you know, there's a reason why yoga has been practiced for thousands of years in the East. There's a reason why meditation has been practiced for thousands of years. Same with other holistic medicines such as acupuncture and Jin Shin Jitsu and Tai Chi and all these other beautiful healing modalities. There's reasons why they exist for so long. And I believe that all of these contribute to happiness. So if you are looking to have some quick wins in your happiness area, focus on the meditation, focus on yoga. And my friends, these are free. Go online and you can find yoga poses and you can do them in your home. You don't even have to take a class. Maybe you want to and that's a great idea, but I'm just saying, like, you can literally do this anywhere. Same with meditation. Join my email list and you get 3 free meditations. Go online and there are numerous places that offer meditation streaming. I mean, this stuff isn't out there. It doesn't have to be complicated and expensive. And I think that it really matters. It really makes a difference. The other thing you can do is determine how you can be of service. Community, with an organization, donating money, donating something to Goodwill. How can you give? Because when you give, you're not only giving something to somebody else, but what it creates is a feeling within you of abundance, that I have more than enough. I have gifts to offer. And you create a connection energetically. You energetically create a connection with that organization or those people or wherever you are and whatever you're offering. I have always had some type of volunteer gig going on in my life. That has just been something that's really worked well for me. And just to give you an idea, these are some of the things I've done so that maybe they give you some ideas about what you can do in your community or your environment. I used to volunteer Sunday mornings at a local church to serve lunch to the homeless community. A friend of mine and I would go in there and we would prepare the food and we would serve the food. It was in this giant church with a giant kitchen and hundreds of people would line up. This was in Seattle. And we would offer, we would literally be scoping out food. That was on Sundays. Very rewarding, because when you connect with people and you look in their eyes and you see that they're having a human experience, you can remove labels and judgments quite easily. I volunteered for different phone-a-thons, such as for PBS and the local public broadcasting stations. They will do fundraisers. I volunteered to take donations over the phone for some of those programs. And that's fun. You're going to be on TV. And just connect with other people who are willing to donate their money to help a good cause. I volunteered for a local organization that was dedicated to educating people about food, about nutrition, about how to feed people around the world, about the importance of taking care of our neighbors in other countries. Every Christmas I go to the Target or grocery store and buy a giant bag of groceries and give those to the local food bank. You can do that at any time. You can donate books. You can donate food. You can donate things from your house, such as appliances and furniture. There are many organizations who are looking and needing quality donations. So if you have something laying around your house, how can you give it forward, pay it forward? How can you offer it to another place? There are some organizations, you know, they could benefit from another bookcase, or they really need reading materials. There are so many places out there, if you just look around, you might find that you have exactly what they need. Another way I volunteered my time, and this was quite special, was that I was a part of a group of women who we were trained in talking about sexual assault and how to talk to women who have been sexually abused about relationship dynamics and how the sexual assault is actually more about a power. It's more about a power dynamic. And so we went to local junior highs, high schools, and juvenile detention centers and talked about sexual assault. It's actually sexual assault prevention, which is kind of a funny term because women don't always prevent sexual assault. But we worked with a group of men who also came and spoke at various places, various schools, with football players, with all these other groups of men about how men can be advocates for sexual assault prevention. Very powerful, very powerful. We went through intense training. We did a lot, and it mattered. I mean, we were changing lives, and we would always have women come forward and want to talk about something. So that right there is a powerful way, just sharing education, sharing your knowledge. You know, what do you have to offer back? Because when you do that, you're going to feel not only abundant, but you're going to feel a sense of worthiness about yourself. You're going to say, I really have something to share to benefit my human brothers and sisters. So if you're looking to add more joy to your world and to really experience happiness, I strongly suggest looking at how you can be of service. And if you look around and you think, I don't have time, I don't have extra money, I don't have anything right now, Molly, I don't know how to be of service. Well, you know, I would actually invite you to reprogram that thought, because I think you do. Meaning you might have the ability to donate like three things from your house. And you know what that means? It means driving to an organization, dropping it off, and getting back in the car, like 20 minutes. Or you might be able to, you know, when you're at the store, maybe you buy an extra bag of pet food and you drop it off at the shelter on the way home. So I would encourage you to get more creative if you really want to do something, if you really want to be of service. Look at what you can do, a very minimal thing, to give more. And you will raise your happiness level. You will start to feel a certain joy. And I believe this is essential to our psyche and to our innate nature of connection, of belonging. Another way that I volunteered is that I am a certified English as a second language teacher. That's called ESL. I am certified, and I volunteer my time at a local community college to work with international students, all levels. I work with women who are not able to write, and we work on different types of colors. I mean, very elementary stuff here. But they're from, most of them are from African countries, and they moved here, and they are just looking to get a new start in the United States. And we work on the basics. We work on colors. We work on the rooms in a house and all these different, what we would consider elementary concepts. Then another week I might work with a more advanced group who challenges me in return and asks questions, because, you know, the English language is crazy. It's not consistent. It is very difficult to learn. It has many inconsistencies and contradictions. And so I love interacting with people because they make me a better person too. It's a two-way dynamic. And I feel that when we approach being of service with the understanding that we are receiving as well as giving, we are really, really doing a lot on many energetic levels. So those are just a few ways to be of service. And I just really believe that there is so much that we can do for each other. And it can literally change your life. It can change your perception of yourself. If you're having a bad day, donate $5 to your favorite charity, and you'll feel better. You know, and it goes on and on and on. So understand that this is a choice you make. Consciously creating happiness is part of your power. It's part of our innate desire to assist our fellow human beings and to love one another. There's a great movie that I just watched a few weeks ago. It's called The Happy Movie. The Happy Movie. It actually came out, I believe, in 2010. And it's been on some PBS programming, and it's an indie film that's making its way around. But watch this movie, my friends, if you can, The Happy Movie. They make some wonderful points about happiness, including that feeling of being in the flow. You know, when you're doing something that you just love and time doesn't exist, everything else is erased from your mind, and you just feel that joy about the moment. You're in the moment, and it's perfect. It's wonderful. And maybe, you know, of course, all the problems of the world don't go away, but you're in the flow. You're doing what you love. And they showcase in this film people doing that. And it can raise you up. It can take you to that place of, what is my flow? And I feel that that is really important for us to think about. What gets you in your flow? I remember one of my earliest sensations of being in the flow was when I was doing some type of logic problem in one of those like books, and this was, gosh, I don't know, this was years ago, but it has stayed with me as an experience of being in the flow. I was doing a logic problem, and I was so enamored with it. I was just loving it. And I don't know how much time passed, and I don't know, you know, what was going on, but I just remember I loved what I was doing. And that made me instantly happy. And it was probably maybe 30 minutes of my life that I can still remember, but I was just so content and happy and in that place of ease. So look at what creates your flow. What is that? What does that mean to you? Typically for most people, it's something artistic or creative. It can be exercising, cooking, drawing, painting, meditating, you know, enjoying a great wine. I mean, there's so many ways this can show up. How are you in your flow? And this is something to have fun with and explore. You know, where do you feel at ease and free and joyful? What is that for you? What was it when you were a child? And is that still the same? So there are just so many things to connect with, because we're not meant to be workaholics. We're not meant to stress out about life. We're not meant to worry about money or to get wrapped up into family drama. You know, unless you hold those beliefs, and I think most of us don't, as we expand our consciousness, we understand the bigger picture, the bigger energies. You know, we understand our power to choose what we want. And so I feel that it's so important right now to really make a commitment to yourself around this. You know, where are you actively creating your happiness? Where are you committing to it? Putting it on the calendar, you know, making it a part of your week. I mentioned the Happy movie, and one of the stories that stood out to me about the Happy movie was about the country of Bhutan. And Bhutan has this wonderful, what would you say, economic yardstick. Okay? Most countries have put importance on their GNP, right? Gross National Product. It's what we produce, it's what we, you know, sell, or it's what we export and import, and it has all these economic ties to it, or GNP. Bhutan has a gross national happiness. Gross national happiness. Isn't that genius? This started in the 1970s and has become a priority, a national priority, in terms of how do people in our country feel happy? How are we supporting happiness? Bhutan is in the Himalayas. It's quite isolated. But there is a priority on happiness and creating it in your life and having that be supported as part of a lifestyle. So check that out if you're interested in some of these concepts. It's called The Happy Movie, and I believe, I think their website is thehappymovie.com, www.thehappymovie.com. It's wonderful, and it can just give you this newer perspective about yourself, your abilities, what you are here to contribute and give and share. And also, I believe that happiness is a responsibility, that you are responsible for your happiness, just as you are responsible for paying your mortgage and drinking 8 glasses of water a day. You are responsible for your happiness because it's a part of you. It's a part of your energy that is always with you. It's alive. It's dynamic. It's a meaningful. And it requires that a level of commitment. And this means being powerful in your energy. It means not allowing life circumstances to overpower or take away that part of you. It means understanding that you have the power to choose your happiness, to be joyful in your energy. And like I said, it can be free. It doesn't have to be this big ordeal or this huge investment. Yes, there are lots of great books and resources and programs out there, absolutely. But at the same time, you can make changes that are realistic and practical, and you can operate from a place of responsibility. And so I hope that that invigorates you, that it gives you this sense of I can create my happiness. I can be of service to others. I can discover my flow. And I feel that the concept of flow, the ease, is related to a sense of play. You know, how do you unwind? How do you have fun? What do you do in the world to enjoy this human experience? I said at the beginning of the show how, yes, you know, we will have times in our lives that are harder. We will move through difficult phases and challenges, and we'll look back, and in hindsight, you'll see it differently. But when you're in it, you have to be in it. You have to be having the experience, and then you'll look back and understand what you were learning or what the lesson was or what to change. So I believe that it is important to be realistic about your happiness, to be realistic in terms of it's not about being fake or forcing it, but it's about, again, being in the flow of the energy. And this is why I feel meditation is important. Anything that you can do to alleviate the lower vibrating energies, such as worry and stress and fears and anxiety and all that stuff that comes and goes, absolutely, it comes in, it comes out. It's like the cosmic weather. It's always around. But at the same time, you can always just take some time for yourself. You can take a break. You can breathe. You can center yourself and ground yourself and be in this place of, I'm having a human experience. I'm choosing to connect with the highest parts of myself in this experience now. I'm choosing to be awesome. And I'm choosing to allow the flow to come in, the flow of happiness, the flow of joy, to be present right now, in this place, in this time, right now. And these are the declarations that you have the power to declare and say in the world at any time. In fact, I would say every day. It's a great time to just make this declaration around your energy. As we become more conscious humans, we understand how everything about our energy is within our power. Everything. And so when you consciously choose your thoughts, when you consciously choose your energy and your intentions, you're always coming from a more powerful place. I wrote a book that touches on many of these topics. It's called Conscious Messages. It's an ebook on Amazon. I've actually kept the price low because I want as many people to connect with it as possible. It's called Conscious Messages. You can get it on Kindle. You do not have to have a Kindle. You can download the Kindle app for free and read it that way. But Conscious Messages has 21 messages about happiness, positivity, being in alignment, being in your flow, being in that place within you that is your natural essence. They are channeled messages. They came through spirit. And I just find them to be really, they have so much love, support, assistance, understanding, compassion, joy. They're just really lovely. So if you're looking for something to assist you, to reconnect you with this energetic source, that would be one such resource, Conscious Messages on Amazon. And I feel like, I feel really that there's so much we can create together, that there's so much that we're doing energetically together. So you are listening to this radio show somewhere around the world at your perfect spot on the globe, but you are connected to me as I sit here in my office. Energetically, we are connected right now. And that multiplies by the thousands as more people listen to this show, as you shine your light out into the world. You see how it works quantumly? It really starts to expand. And I can feel the energy so much that I'm trying not to talk too fast because that, it's so high vibrating. It just wants to, you know, carry us away, and we have to stay here with our feet on the earth. So know that we're creating this together. We are connected by this energy. It's like when you go out into the world and you connect with a stranger and you just feel a peacefulness in them that resonates with the peacefulness you feel in yourself. It's being kind at the grocery store. It's connecting with your mailman. It's all those things that we're doing, and we're doing them from a place of high vibrating conscious energy that is love-based, that is divine, that is awesome, that just feels so powerful. And frankly, it gets me motivated to do everything I need to do today. And I hope it gets you motivated. It's why I do this show. It's because I want to make sure that we know how connected we are and that we're doing this together and that we are, you know, even if there's people in your life who don't get this stuff or who don't care, that's fine. That's perfect. That's their choice. That's their soul's choice. But what is great is to understand that there are thousands and millions who are connected to you, who do relate to what you're doing. In fact, it's one of the best things about social media is that you can connect with people all over the world at any time of the day and work with them directly, reach out to them directly. There are so many opportunities right now. So I hope that this topic has inspired you to make a commitment to your happiness, to being in the flow and what that means to you, and to looking at how you can be of service. Just how you can be of service. Oh, you know, I just thought of something. This doesn't really count as community service, or maybe it does, but I used to do, so funny, I used to do this little thing where when I was walking through a parking lot and I noticed that somebody's tabs had expired here in the States, you know, you have to renew your automobile car's license plate tabs every year. And if you don't, you typically get a big fee. And I would notice if somebody's tags were expired, and I would leave them a note on their windshield. I don't know why. I always carried this little pad of paper, and I thought, you know, if this can make a difference, I'm going to do it. And I'm also the person, if you leave your lights on, I will go in to the store that I'm guessing you're at and tell you you left your car lights on, your headlights. I've done that with my neighbors, too. So I guess for me it's fun. It's like, what can I do to make someone's day? What can I do to improve someone's life today, or, you know, make a difference, or, you know, anything? And so think of it that way. You know, what can you do? There's so many things. There's endless things, but every little thing matters. And by the way, energetically, you get points for that. You go ding, 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 and you get some good energy points when you create good energy in the world. So know that those payoffs come back to you, and it can even come back to you tenfold. So I hope, my friend, this has been a good show for you. You know, you can listen to this program anytime. You can download it off of iTunes. And if you are new to the show, I have on iTunes over, like, I don't know, 150 shows, something like that. So check those out. If there's other topics that I can, you know, be of assistance with or give you some insights or inspiration, I appreciate it. I never take this for granted that you chose to listen to this show, because your time is valuable. So thank you. Thank you very much for being here today. I wish you a beautiful day, a beautiful week ahead. Coming up on the program, I'll be doing the monthly Q&A, the spiritual questions. I answer those for you with the help of my spiritual team. And then coming up March 5th, mark your calendars. This is going to be a great show. Susanna Kennedy is going to be here talking about activating your soul purpose. And she has some beautiful programs and information for you. I love her stuff. So I can't wait for you to meet her or to discover more about what she is sharing with the world. So join me for that show. That will be live March 5th, or you can download it and listen anytime. I'm going to end the program today with a very happy song, and I'll see you next time, my friends. Take good care. Bye-bye.